This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Ms. Lori Blackman, a loan or grant officer in JSU's financial aid office. She's here to talk about how to fund a college education. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Ms. Blackman, is the financial aid process any different for transfer students?
The process is basically the same for every student. If a student is transferring in and has not yet completed the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid, then they would need to initiate this process as would any other student who is applying for financial aid. However, if a student has already completed the FAFSA but did not list Jacksonville State University as a school that they wanted their SAR, which is the student aid report, which is the results of the FAFSA, sent to, then they must have their school code added on it. They can do this by going online and using their PIN, their personal identification number, to make a correction to the process SAR that's already on file with the Department of Education. Once they submit this correction, the SAR is then forwarded to us usually within 3 to 4 days. The process then picks up just as we had discussed yesterday. Our office would send the document tracking letter, and it would be up to the student to return all requested documents in order to be packaged and awarded. It's also very important that students remember to follow up and keep up with their financial aid status. We try to encourage all students to do this through the student access system. If they have not received any correspondence within several weeks from us after filing the FAFSA, it's important that they contact our office as soon as possible so that we might try to resolve this issue and determine what has happened. If you would like more information regarding financial aid, feel free to contact our office at 256-782-5006.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.